They were approaching him. Hi, this is Chris Lopez. This is Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis. It's homecoming week. We're at the San Luis Valley Brewing Company. Coach, it's homecoming week, man. You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. And you can just sense right now. You guys are all in green. We're getting excited. It's going to be a great week.
Hey, we have great guests. We have President Tanberg to my left. Who do you have to your right?
Yeah, this is Leo Tupo. He's a junior linebacker for us out of Riverside, California. Has been making a huge impact on our team, not just last week, but all the weeks to come, and he even got voted captain coming in this first year.
That's outstanding, Leo. Welcome to Adams State Football Podcast. How you doing?
Doing good, and yourself?
Hey, you got President Tanberg here to the left.
Yeah.
Good to see you, President.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled.
Leo, have you met the President?
Of course.
Yeah.
Just now. You did.
No, we met before.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's talk about Saturday, Coach. You have a noon kickoff. What is that noon kickoff? How do you see that? That's an odd, I don't know, noon kickoff.
If it was up to me as a coach, I would play every game at 10 a.m. I'm a Big Ten kind of person. You wake up, college game day atmosphere, you eat your eggs and bacon, and then you go watch some good football. And so having it right at noon, I think it's going to be a good atmosphere.
Leo, how do you like that type of noon kickoff?
Oh, I love it. Back at home, you know, that's what we did, was play during the day. Sun is out, you know, great football day.
Yeah.
Can't ask for better.
And President Tanberg, you good with the noon cook-off?
I got mixed feelings. It is our homecoming Saturday, so, you know, we have a huge carnival that we put on for the entire SLV for free. You know, it's a huge tradition. I'd like to be able to do that and then play football, or play football and then do that.
Right.
But I mean, I'm also a Big Ten guy. I went to Penn State.
Yeah.
Waking up in the morning, starting with football is a lot of fun. Either way, it'll be a blast.
Yep.
Yeah. And you got a big lineup of homecoming this week. In fact, we're going to have some activities right here in front of the San Luis Valley Brewing Company come Friday. Adams State's bringing their pep rally and the bonfire down. You going to be here, Coach?
Yeah, we're going to be. The whole team's going to come. We're going to help support and be around it right here. I think it's going off about 7 p.m., you know, and who doesn't love a good bonfire right before a homecoming game?
I think that's one of the great moves that Adams has made this year.
Yes. You know,
President, is including bringing the party downtown.
Right.
That's a really, really good thing.
Yeah, it's a party for the entire San Luis Valley, our students, our alumni. Anyone should come down. We'll have bands, we're going to have pinatas, a bonfire, vendors. It's going to be a pep rally atmosphere, so everyone enjoys that. So
yeah,
I hope everyone comes out all day, all evening on Friday night.
Right.
Leo, talk to us about what's happening with you on the defensive side, the Grizzlies, how your adjustment has been to Adams State, first year here, right? Talk to us about your transition to Adams State.
My transition is, you know, I'm just trying to make a big impact, trying to flip this program around, you know, just that underdog story. You know, I love it, man. I grew up in that story, and I'm just hungry for it. That's about
it. And you were very successful in high school and at Riverside Community College. I mean, your team was very good there, so you're used to what you're saying, coming in and helping turn around the Adams State football program.
Yeah, of course, and that starts with me being able to take care of what I can take care of, and then trying to carry everyone else with me.
Coach Leo was one of your players of the week from last week against CSU Pueblo. How did he grade out? And then we're going to talk about your other players of the week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Leo, the thing that he does, and when he steps on the field, he brings high intensity. Every time you watch him play, he's flying around, trying to make some big hits, trying to make a huge impact. But he does it through his position, through his jobs, his opportunities. And that's what's great about having Leo on the field. He's not a selfish player. You know, he knows his role and his responsibilities within the structure of the defense. But in doing so, he does it at a high intensity, a high level.
I just want to give a quick shout out too, Coach, to your other players of the week from last week. You had Jason Wade, offensive player of the week.
Had a touchdown,
And then you had Brandon Biller, your punter, your special teams player of the week.
He did a great job. Yeah, both Jason, you know, we were trying to get Jason to also come to one of these. He's just got class. But that individual is another kind of good story. Comes in, works hard every single day. Had a little injury during fall camp and really didn't allow him to shine in those earlier games. But, you know, he stepped into his role and has done a great job for us every single week. And then Braden Biller, golly, what a weapon we have on special teams. To be able to flip the field and put our defense in good situations, he continues to come to work every single day and perfects his craft and getting better every single week.
You know, Coach, we talked at the start of this season how challenging the opening games of the Grizzlies' schedule was going to be. When you think now going into homecoming, those first four games, where are the benchmarks or the measuring sticks for you that you've seen so far? Give us some analysis, if you will, of those first going through that schedule and where you are right now.
You know, I think what we saw in the first 4 weeks was established programs that have done a great job of going out and recruiting guys to play certain positions and, you know, have had the opportunity to capitalize on some of our mistakes. And that's what you want to see out of good programs. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I like going up against the best to kind of really get a better eval of who we have and what positions they're playing. And within that game, I think that's kind of what we were able to see is our fight's still there. You know, we put ourselves in some good situations, be able to, you know, change the momentum and capitalize on some really good teams' opportunities as well. But, you know, now we get to go out and go up against a very gritty Chatham State team. You know, Chatham's always been known for having those tough kids, and you can see it on film when you watch them play. They're tough. They try to go out and execute every single play. But that kind of meets our expectations too. Our guys are kind of doing that same thing week in and week out, and I'm really excited for the opportunity this weekend.
And Leo, where are you in terms of your grit, your resiliency as you work through that first part of the schedule? You have Chatham State now. Where are you? Where's your mind?
My mind is, we played like top 10 teams in this conference and Division II itself. So I'm prepared. My thing is I just got to do my job and trust that my brothers on my side of the ball and the other side of the ball will do their job. And that's about
it. That's the right attitude.
You can see that, you know, we're really continuing to focus on us and what we're capable of and making sure that we're putting guys like Leo in the right position to be able to be successful.
When you think of Chatham State, what is it that the Grizzlies have to do on Saturday to be victorious?
Come out and fight. It's simple as that. I think, you know, going up against an opponent like this, what they do offensively and defensively, we enjoy as coaches because it feeds into kind of our structures of defense and offense and what we're capable of doing. And I think if we come out and build that momentum early, just like we did in Western New Mexico, and then now continue to capitalize on it, continue to be aggressive.
And Leo, from your perspective, what do you want to see your defensive mates do? What do you want to see the Grizzlies do to be victorious?
The best thing in football is just fly around with your hair on fire. You know, go make plays and just play that backyard football. Don't make it more complicated than that.
We hear that a lot, Coach, from the players that are you bringing in here week to week. We're hearing that same mentality, that same attitude of we just got to keep flying around. We just got to keep working hard. We just got to keep pressing as fast as we can.
Yeah, it makes me feel good because they're actually listening. You know, that's the truth of it is, you know, that we've had some tough opponents in front of us, and we've embraced it. We continue to attack it. But now as we continue to move forward, it's 1-0 next play. That's got to be our mindset. And we've had a great week of practice of getting that preparation ready for this homecoming event. And we know our job and all the festivities. We're excited to be able to bring the community back into town for homecoming week. But our job is to go execute on Saturday.
I'm going to anticipate a pretty good crowd on Saturday at Rexfield. I'm going to anticipate that buzz for homecoming. I mean, we've seen that in the first couple of games that you've had at Rexfield where you have had really good attendance, really good crowds. I mean, you Adam State's done a great job of creating that atmosphere. I would expect a very good crowd, very vocal, very cheered on spirit there on Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, Dr. Tanberg and Caitlin and everybody that's put in all the efforts over the summer to create a new atmosphere at the game day environment, I think that's what people are wanting. They want to come see that and be a part of that. And now it's our job as the football team to go continue to execute on the field.
President, you have been very vocal in your presidency these past several years of the importance of athletics, student athletes like Leo. You were a student athlete at Adams State yourself as a runner, as a cross country runner, as a track and field. Talk about the importance of athletics to you, to the campus, because we are seeing that under your presidency where athletics, investments in facilities, investments at the football stadium, raising money for scholarships, etc.
Yeah, you know, I think athletics plays a real key role kind of at any American college or university. It's a gathering place. It produces pride. It is really a service to the community. And we see that our student athletes actually perform academically a bit better than the non-athletes. And so when we're bringing in student athletes, we're bringing in kids who are committed to the university. They learn discipline, they gain skills, and then they go off and they work in all sorts of fields. Some of them become pros, most don't. Most become teachers, coaches, administrators at schools, business people, all sorts of fields, but they're better prepared because of their athletic experience.
Well, I want to say, and I don't know this right off the top of my head, but I think I'm going to be close, and that is the Adams State campus, the student body, about half of it, close to half of it, are student athletes like Leo, who came here to pursue their sport. How do you see that, Leo, when you're on that campus and you're around other students?
It's a blessing. It's a blessing just given this opportunity to come and play this sport and then also further my education within doing so. So, yeah, it's just a blessing.
Coach, let's take a quick break because we want to talk about the Grizzly Club, because it really is the Grizzly Club that helps you bring players forward like Leo.
Yeah, there's no better way for to continue to support Adams State Athletics than being able to join the Adams State Grizzly Club. Do it today. You're capable of being able to call our athletic director, Caitlin Smith, at 719-587-7401 or send her an email at ksmith@adams.edu. We sure appreciate all the support that the Adams State Grizzly Club does in not only helping football, but all of our athletic teams.
And, Coach, we also want to give a shout-out to RG Bank. They gave us these footballs a couple weeks back. I'm going to be tossing them out there on Saturday at the
football game. You better be careful. Those kids will steal it.
You know, like Grizzly football, RG Bank is a team, Coach. Whether it's personal banking, business needs, or support for your farm or ranch, the RG Bank team is here to help. Stop by one of their locations in Alamosa, Pagosa Springs, or Monta Vista, and let RG Bank team help you. Your future begins today. RG Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. RG Bank says, go Grizzlies, Coach.
Go Grizz.
Hey, Leo, let me ask you, what high school did you go to?
I went to John W. North High School in Riverside, California.
All right. Did you go to homecoming in high school?
Yes, sir.
Give us a homecoming memory. Give us a high school homecoming memory, Leo, from Riverside.
on the spot.
On the spot. Man, you got me on that one. I wasn't expecting this. But a memory is probably just being able to dress up, you know, go out with the friends, family. You know, I had a lot of family that went to school with me, so it was really fun just having that group, you know, that being comfortable in your comfort zone and just being yourself.
Were you able to find a date?
No, I wasn't looking.
Focus on the game.
Yeah, I wasn't looking.
Go to bed early.
We talk about homecoming and all the pageantry here at Adams State, and you have a lot of pageantry, but, you know, I wanted to ask about Leo because high school homecoming is a special time, and, you know, that's a whole different thing there. You don't have homecoming pageantry like that, king, queen, or a dance at the college level. Why is that?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure there was one when I was a student. I remember one dance, but I don't remember what it was. I think at the collegiate level, those kind of things have disappeared from just about every college and university. Yeah. And now it's more of a celebration, more of a party. We do bigger things that involve everyone. And, you know, I think at some point, you know, the pressure to find a date and all of that, it gets a little old, and let's just have a party.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what? What's great, though, Coach, and that is the alumni. During homecoming,
you're an
alumni of Adams State.
Yep.
What's your outreach been, your first year head coach, to the alumni, to the Grizzly football alumni? How have you been trying to build that community? Because I know you have.
Yeah, you know, it's been really a team effort. It's not just me. We've got four alumni on our staff, as well as you've got a lot of alumni in this community that have done their part of bringing that back. You know, we played that our last home game, and we had over 25 football players that had played here before to join us in that game, and it's continuing. You know, this homecoming week is another one that they all look at the schedule of wanting to be able to come out and watch the guys perform. And so there's a good bunch of crew coming out for this. We had that first and goal banquet at the beginning of the season. About over 100 people attended that. A lot were ex-players, ex-alumni. And so just allowing them to be a part of it, you know, be in that presence of it.
Well, and the other thing you've been doing, Coach, and that is holding youth football camps. You had one just this week.
We had it last night.
Leo, were you at that?
Oh, yes, sir, I was.
Yeah, he was bringing a lot of energy.
What was that like for you, just to do that community work and see the young kids, the youth here in the Valley, and work with them?
Yeah, it was great, you know, just seeing those smiles on their face, you know. They look up to me, and I'm used to it. I have little brothers, you know what I'm saying? So just trying my best to put that smile on their face and keep it on their face.
Well, I got to say, Coach, you know, I really appreciate that, because Adams State used to do a lot of camps for young people growing up in the Valley. Football camps, wrestling camps, track camps, basketball, et cetera, et cetera. And we're seeing that come back to the university under your presidency. I don't know how that's conversations are, but we're seeing it. We're seeing it with Coach Gallus and what he's doing with his youth camps.
Oh, it was absolutely deliberate and a strategic direction that our university wanted to go. And it was absolutely in athletics. I wanted to bring the teams into the community and the community onto campus to engage with our teams. Levi's done an amazing job. But also that fits in what we've talked about on your podcast several times, was really making Adams State as a university, the Valley's university, mm-hmm. and athletics is part of that.
You know, Leo, you talked about coming to Adams State and wanting to reestablish tradition, help reestablish the program. Why is that? Why did you make that decision? I'm curious about that in terms of Coach Gallus's pitch to you, bringing you from Riverside, from the community college. What was it that you were seeing that you said, yeah, I want to go do that?
Yeah, so I met Coach Gallus through my uncle. You know, they played together back in the day. And the biggest thing is, you know, I could tell that, you know, he wanted me. You know, he was the main one recruiting me at the time, and so he was able to take that chance. And I told myself, like, when I come out here, I just wanted to flip it around and just do right by him, just to make sure he knows he didn't make a mistake.
And played football, coach, with his
uncle. Yeah, OP.
Where at?
Here. Yeah. It's kind of neat situation. When I came in, I was a freshman. OP was going into his senior year, so I don't think he thought much of me at the time. but once we got done with his senior year, he actually transitioned and continued to be a GA, a D-line coach for the squad I was playing on, and so I was able to connect through them in that manner. And then not only that, when I started coaching in the college level, I found out he's still at John W., right? Yeah, so he was the head coach at John W., and so when I was out in Cali, continuing that connection, that relationship with him, and then once I got the job, it was kind of simple text, phone call, hey, I got a nephew you might want to look at.
You know what? What's been fun, Coach, doing this Adams State football podcast with you, is how you keep showing us that network of yours, and how you bring that network and have brought that network to your advantage here at Adams State?
Well, I think the biggest advantage I've had is kind of what Dr. Tanberg has spoken about, too, is just, you know, the relationships that are built here in the Valley, they're true and they're real. And, you know, when we come away from the Valley and we go off and do other things, there's constantly something pulling at our heart in this area. And it brought him back. It brought myself back. But then when we get back, all of a sudden, all these friends and these relationships that we met, they start to come back. And they, you know, they want to have that shared experience of, you know, their time here in the Valley.
Yeah, that's really been clear just listening to you and seeing the different, and then the stories that you're telling about how you're able to sew a team together this first year. When you think, Coach, so far, I mean, we're really early into your tenure, your time here with Adams State. What are the building blocks that you feel like you've put in place so far? I hear it from the players when they talk about just flying to the football with their hair on fire. I mean, you hear that again from Leo, but you have put building blocks. What are the ones that are most important to you so far?
I think the first one is the standards and the culture. I think you can't build anything without a good foundation. And that's what, you know, Leo and his teammates have done a really good job of really understanding it and taking it to heart. You know, I think for us to go any further, to build this thing up any higher, we've got to have a great foundation underneath us. And you do that through the culture and the standards. And you know, I'm not saying everything's going perfect. You know, there are some roadblocks, and you have that in construction. You know, you have to rethink and readjust, and constantly having those communications with the staff, with the administration, the athletic side, as well as the players, of, you know, being realistic of where we're at and how can we continue to build this thing up.
You know, one of the things we were talking about, President, before we came on today was, and you can feel it, how the spirit of a football team really can be infectious for a college campus. And I think we're seeing that with Coach Gallus early in his career, that enthusiasm and that spirit of Grizzly football being relit, rekindled here, and that football program can mean a whole lot to a college.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud of Coach Gallus, his assistant coaches, his players, his family, and I think we should shout out his wife and all the support she gives Coach. And what we have is a group that understands who Adams State is, and that's fundamental. And I give credit to Caitlin. Her hires have all been those types of people who buy into what Adams State is as an engine of opportunity, a steward of place, having that commitment to the Valley and to something more important. But like Coach said, also, turning around a football team, it starts with that foundation of the intangibles, the discipline, and the culture. Once you have that, it'll take time, but then you see the wins start to come. And this year, what we've seen is exactly what we've wanted to see. And I'm just excited, I'm proud, and I can't wait for the rest of the season and then the seasons that are going to come after it.
You know, President, you as the head of the university, if you will, you have Coach Gallus. When you think of leadership and leadership position, like the football coach carries a significant leadership position for a college campus, what do you see there from leadership when you think of what you're seeing now with Coach Gallus?
Exactly what Adams State needed. And, you know, you hear it from the players, from students who aren't players, from faculty and staff. This is what they've hungered for from the football team. And, you know, football really matters at a university for those that have football teams. It is infectious. It's the biggest show, right? The players are the biggest, right? You can't miss them. And so it does matter. And it I think most university presidents want is a disciplined team that's focused on them as students first, that are supporting them in their long-term goals, and that have those fundamentals right. And that's what we see. So I'm thrilled.
And Coach, as the head football coach at Adams State on, and your first time as a head coach, do you feel that eyes on you around campus at all in terms of, hey, there's the football coach, hey, there's the football team? Do you get any of that so far, coach, that people are watching you and saying, there's the football coach?
No, I don't feel the eyes on me. I feel the people standing next to me. You know, in this day and age, I think people are more realistic than they ever have been. And, you know, the hopes and the dreams of what the football team could bring it is all still there. And the Valley is hungry for something like this. But, you know, from the nature of it is when I go out in the community, they're more willing to, how can I help? What can I do? What can I be a part of? And that's what I knew was going to be. Yeah, I knew it was going to be like that here in the Valley. And, you know, I've just enjoyed the opportunity of being able to have those conversations with people and saying, yeah, hey, you know, you could help us out in this way. Or, you know what? All I need you to do is cheer on third down. That's what I need you to do. You know, and just simple things like that.
You know, Leo, I don't know, are you a vocal player? Would you say you're a vocal player in the locker room on the
Great
field?
Great question.
Yes, sir. Yes, I am.
I love it.
So when you're with your team on Saturday, what's your message to the Grizzlies as you take the field?
My message, the biggest thing, is just leave it all out on the field. You know, play for each other. We're all brothers. We're families. We got each other to lean on, and just leave it all out on the field.
And, Coach, as you think about that game, what will be your message for the Grizzlies as you take on Chadron State homecoming big game noon kickoff?
Yeah, I think the message is simple in that we need to start fast. We need to go out with the same confidence that we've had in these glimpses of opportunities in these games that we've been had on our schedule. We've got to have that same mentality of when it starts, we got to get going. We got to get going fast. We got to take it to them. And, you know, once a good play happens, we got to stay on top of it and continue to execute. If something bad happens, we got to flip the script and say 1-0 next play and go after them again. Because I think that's been the biggest difference from us in Leo's experience thus far is, you know, we've had some great opportunities. We've had moments in which you're going, all right, this is a number 10 team in the nation and we're doing this. All right, we can do this more. Mm-hmm. And so just knowing that, hey, let's continue to progress in the right direction. Let's continue to have those short memories, and let's continue to put a full game together.
President Tanberg, homecoming week. Give us just a sense of the president's agenda itinerary on homecoming week. I don't know that you get any rest.
No, we don't. Darren and I, my wife, we'll be running crazy from now until, honestly, Sunday afternoon. We've got the alumni lunch tomorrow. Please come out. Then the alumni reception. Then we're getting ready and headed downtown for the party and bonfire and festival downtown. Show up anytime in the evening, and we'll be here.
Yep.
And then we'll be in the parade Saturday morning, followed by the carnival in front of Richardson this year, so that's important. Then we have the tailgate. Then we have the football game. And I'm sure there are things that come after that that I'm forgetting. But then Sunday morning, we have the alumni breakfast. And then we're going to go see the play, Misery, at 2 o'clock on Sunday. It'll be great. So.
Yeah, that'll be
And tonight, I nearly forgot. Please come out to Rex Field. We're going to be showing Wicked, the movie, on the Jumbotron. It'll start as soon as the sun is setting. So come out, hang out, bring your blankets and your coats. It'll be a blast.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's a big weekend for Adams State, Adams State football. This is going to end this episode of Adams State Football with Coach Levi Gallis. We hope to see you Friday night, San Juan Avenue, in front of San Luis Valley Brewing Company, 5 o'clock. You're going to have a pep rally, bonfire around 7. You got the football game at noon Saturday kickoff. Good luck, Coach.
Hey, thank you. Always appreciate this.
Go Grizzlies, Leo.
Go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Sir.